Section 9, The Only True and Living Church. Reading Assignment, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, verses 1 through 36, verses 68 through 69, 75 through 79, Section 21, Section 27, and Section 115, verses 1 through 4. Our Heritage, pages 14 through 16. After the Book of Mormon was published and the priesthood was restored, the next major step in the restoration of the gospel was the formal organization of the church. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, contains instructions from the Lord to Joseph Smith about organizing the church. On what date was the church organized in this dispensation? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, verse 1, and Section 21, verse 3. Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, verses 68 through 69. What do these verses reveal about the Lord's expectations of us as church members? How might your life be different if the church had not been restored, or if you were not a member of the church? What can you do to more fully enjoy the blessings of membership in the church? Scripture Chain, Prophecies of the Restoration of the Lord's Church. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 14. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. Revelation chapter 14, verses 6 through 7. Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verse 6, and verses 12 through 14. And section 65, verse 2. Scriptures relating to section number 9, The Only True and Living Church. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 1. The rise of the Church of Christ in these last days, being 1,830 years since the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ in the flesh, yet being regularly organized and established agreeable to the laws of our country, by the will and commandments of God, in the fourth month and on the sixth day of the month, which is called April. Doctrine and Covenants, section 21, verse 3. Which church was organized and established in the year of your Lord 1830, in the fourth month, and on the sixth day of the month, which is called April. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 68 through 69. 68. The duty of members after they are received by baptism. The elders or priests are to have sufficient time to expound all things concerning the Church of Christ to their understanding, previous to their partaking of the sacrament, and being confirmed by the laying on of the hands of the elders, so that all things may be done in order. 69. And the members shall manifest before the church and also before the elders, by a godly walk and conversation, that they are worthy of it, that there may be works and faith agreeable to the Holy Scriptures, walking in holiness before the Lord. Scriptures relating to the Scripture Chain, Prophecies of the Restoration of the Lord's Church. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 14. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Revelation chapter 14, verses 6 through 7. 6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. 7. Saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come, and worship Him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verse 6, and verses 12 through 14. 6. And also with Elias, to whom I have committed the keys of bringing to pass the restoration of all things spoken by the mouth of all the holy prophets since the world began concerning the last days. 12. And also with Peter and James and John, whom I have sent unto you, by whom I have ordained you and confirmed you to be apostles, and especial witnesses of my name, and bear the keys of your ministry and of the same things which I revealed unto them. 13. Unto whom I have committed the keys of my kingdom, and a dispensation of the gospel for the last times, and for the fullness of times in the which I will gather together in one all things, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. 14. And also with all those whom my Father hath given me out of the world. Doctrine and Covenants, section 65, verse 2. The keys of the kingdom of God are committed unto man on the earth, and from thence shall the gospel roll forth unto the ends of the earth, as the stone which is cut out of the mountain, without hands, shall roll forth until it is filled the whole earth. End of the scriptures relating to section 9, the only true and living church. End of section 9, the only true and living church.